we check around to be sure all policies that we're supposed to adopt by getting all the ministries to know those that are retired, those that have been retrenched, and those that have withdraw their services voluntarily. We make sure that all those places have been occupied for the people seeking for job and the graduates that have been roaming around the street without something doing. We try to check where all provision in the budget has been met. Meet with those ministries to be assured they are going to advertise or to seek some clearance from the federal character for such waiver to be given to them to do employment for those seeking for employment in the country, irrespective of all ministries, the whole country. That's what we're up to.
Why has it been that it's been a challenge for the federal government, or for that matter, including the state government, to create jobs for Nigeria's youth? Because youth advocates have said that a lot of graduates come out of Nigerian universities but are unemployed and they are idle. And that is where the danger lies. Do you think their concerns are legitimate?
Certainly it's not. The reason is because, you know, most people that are supposed to be retired are when due don't normally be retired, because most of them continue to hide their ages. Because check through their data, some will be reducing their age terms, and you will not be able to know when someone is willing to retire. The moment supposed to occupy the position, he doesn't want anybody to know when to be retired. That makes the whole issue cumbersome. And also, the economy of the country is completely going down, and many people are finding it very difficult in trying to absorb all the graduates that are roaming the street instead of advertising their position to get the float. And many people are always struggling for their children without thinking of what other people will do. And people take it as if it is right. It is just for Mr. A to be given a position without Mr. B having it.
So, Senator Lah, there have also been concerns about insecurity in your state. Talk to me about ways you are helping your governor to help address this major concern.
Certainly, issue of security has been a bigger problem in the country, not just in my state alone. I have been looking through in all aspects to see where we can cope up with the situation. But as a matter of fact, we've done all we can, leaving the rest to God. God is doing his best, and the security of the country as well, the army most especially, are doing very, very well, tremendously, working very hard to curtail and to reduce these bandits and kidnappers all over the country.
I understand Kaduna State has a thriving ginger farming business. Talk to me about it and how you think you can be of help to create jobs for the youth.
Certainly, ginger farming in Kaduna, especially in my senatorial district, is the most beautiful farming that I do hope, by taking into consideration to reduce a great number of the unemployment that we have in the southern part of Kaduna. Our ginger in the southern part of Kaduna is the best and is the great, beautiful, and more potential in the whole country. If you are looking for the ginger, our own is grade one in the whole country, if possible, I think in the whole world. We are looking forward to see those can come to create factories where this ginger can be supplied, and make sure that by getting all this factory done, certainly employment will be completely reduced to the barest minimum. And I'm looking forward to get our people involved by inviting foreigners to come and trade with us here, directly or indirectly, to enable us to provide them with all the needful things for them to have by getting this ginger at the input of the farmers, which can be able to provide the great number they want directly, instead of going to either third or fourth party supplier.